Hey, this is just a little bump ramble thing. I hate summer. I hate it. The heat messes me up, and I don't like most things that really help keep you cool. I like cold drinks, and I like swimming. I like water in general. Now that I got offered a job today, so I'm gonna go and buy myself a pool season pass tomorrow. But it was really hot today. It got up to 100 degrees. This is not cool. I did not sign up for this. I need to move further north. Global warming or whatever is ruining it for everyone. I'm not doing that. I need to live somewhere where it never gets above, like, 54. Like, 54 is a perfectly acceptable temperature for it to never get above. I can still buy salad at the store, so it doesn't matter. They can grow my salad inside. I don't know, I'll figure it out. Maybe we could all live underground like mole people in little bunkers. I don't know. The other things about summer I don't really like. I like having, fresh veggies and fresh fruit around. Sometimes they're easier to get, sometimes they're not. But the heat zaps all my energy, and I end up like, today I got offered that job, and I filled out some paperwork. And then I was gonna go make the bed, and I took off the blankets, and I put them in like a pile on the floor. And I went to check my phone, and I was just gonna sit down for a minute. And then, like, 3 hours later, I wake up to my cat looking at me, like, "Hey, are you gonna wake up?" I'm like, "Big pet's cat, but no, I am not gonna wake up. I love you, but it's too hot." Now, like, I'm still tired because even though it hasn't really been that long since I woke up, and I had things I could have done, like, I need to catch up on Orphan Black and, I do recordings. People have sent me some scripts and some improv ideas that are pretty good. I could reply to some messages some people have sent me, or not necessarily in relation to this, but in general, like, people contact me and crap. I clean my room up a little. I did make the bed. The bed got made. I have a bunch of books that I picked up. Oh, fuck this. Yeah, I have a bunch of books that I picked up at my friend's was moving, and he had a bunch of books that belonged to his mom that had to go into. There was like a take a book, leave a book thing in their laundry room. And I left a bunch of books, and I got a copy of The Handmaid's Tale and a copy of some weird, like, sex magic manual by Edgar Casey or something. And looks totally bizarre. And like a book of like plays and a bunch of stuff. I have a book about like the Devil's Children that I was reading. I still haven't quite finished. But I'm not sure if I want to finish it because, like, I think the ending is gonna be lame. The first half of the book was pretty good, but, like, from where I can see the ending going, I think that it's gonna be lame, and, like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to finish it, if it's gonna be all hey, we have this super cool character and we're nerfing them because reasons. And true love. Why is it that whenever somebody makes an ass of themselves for true love, they're usually a girl? The only example I can think of somebody making like a complete ass of themselves and I'm trying to get slash rescue the girl kind of way, but in like, I'm giving up all my dreams and aspirations and stuff just to protect you and nurture you and take care of you and love you, and that's all I really needed. I didn't need world domination or magic candy or anything. I don't need my superpowers. I'll totally give up my superpowers for you because I just love you that much. It's always a chick. Like, the only example I can think of is Snape. Like, instead of being a badass, Snape kept a job that he hated and all that stuff, just hang out with like Lily's child. And that's really the only, like, and even that was lame. And it was just like the only example I can think of a male person being like, no, fuck my dreams. I have true love. And he didn't even get true love, so that's sad. It kind of was to, I don't know. Not really, because she was dead, so it wasn't really to get the girl, but it kind of was. Well, I never got the girl, so she must be valuable. But yeah. I don't. If that's what the ending is gonna be, I don't want to read the ending, so I should just read a different book. And I have plenty of books. I've. Boatloads. I have boatloads still waiting to go to like Goodwill yet. But I don't even feel like doing that. I just have no energy. I just want like a massage and like maybe an ice cream cone with one scoop of green tea ice cream and one scoop of chocolate brownie. Like, someone to vaguely pay attention to me until I fall asleep. Like, you don't actually have to pay attention to me. Just, like, pet me and read your book. Don't stop petting me like Like, if you stop petting me, I'll wake up instantly and be like, hey, why'd you stop petting me? I wasn't asleep. But, yeah, that would be nice. Cuddles. But like keep yawning, but if I lay down, I'm just gonna sit there and like think about random things. So it doesn't really help. I don't know, I just wanted to bump with the recording. I feel like bumping with content really helps, like scripts or recordings or anything. Because not only does it keep on the front page, it's not like, oh my god, there's a bunch of guys in that thread trying to get people to do something, and why would anyone do that? You know, like, it's like, oh, people are doing this. I should check it out. I don't know. That makes sense in my head, and I don't know if it makes sense to anybody else. But, like, if I saw a thread like this and there were no posts in it, or not a lot of posts in it, I would be less likely to post than if, you know, oh, people are actually posting, and it looks kind of cool. But I just wanted to say some stuff. I needed to stop being summer, please. I did get a free easel and some free peppermint tea today and a job, so it wasn't a total loss. But if it could be like under 90 degrees, it was like 110 degrees today. If it could be under like 90, that would be awesome. It'd be awesomer if I could control the weather. It would always be like, you know that fall day where it's like almost cold enough to snow? And you have your little jacket on, and all the colors are like electric and like I don't know. In spring and fall, there's so many times when it, like, you go outside and you're like, that looks like an oil painting. What, is it even legal for me to, like, have that light on my front lawn? Shouldn't it cost a couple million dollars and be hanging in a museum? Like, that light. That sounds really good. Or, you know what would liven up the summer? If they brought back haunted houses. Like, you know how in the summer they come out with lots of horror movies? Even though, like, horror movies always either come out in the summer or they come out, like, right around Halloween. Like, right, like, that, like, the week and a half before Halloween they come out. So that they kind of are start just about to go out of, like, the theaters around Halloween, it seems like. But why don't haunted houses ever happen in the summer? I would totally go to a haunted house as long as they had central air. Like, wander around in the dark. Be freaked out by stuff. Don't be too warm. Sounds neat. I went to a really good haunted house this last Halloween and it was like amateur, like it was done by like high school kids, I think. It was really cool. They had like a neon day glow disorientation museum. And they had like bunch of like actors doing things and all the traditional haunted house stuff. They had one of those spin cage things, you know, where like you walk down the bridge and the whole room is spinning. And they had like 3D glasses and like performers that would like melt in and out of the darkness and like follow you around. It was awesome. It was really cool. There's some really cool haunted houses where I live in general. They're usually a little bit of a drive, but they're worth it. But if there was like a haunted house I could go to like tomorrow, I would totally find someone to take me. Like I would pay. But I don't want to go by myself, so I'd be like calling people, be like, hey, we're going to a haunted house. I will pay. I will even feed you. That's a good way to get your friends to do stuff with you. Just offer to feed them. Sometimes it works on boys too. Like people that, like, you can't like start with that, but like if you already like are kind of dating them, you can be like, look, this kind of sounds lame, but I'll feed you. I will totally make out with you later. We'll probably have sex. Come on, just come do the stupid thing with me. I want to see you. They'll be like, okay. Sometimes it won't get to that point. You'll just be like, you know, this is kind of stupid, but I'll feed you. And they're like, yeah, okay, sounds good. Those people are worth keeping around. I'm sorry. This is trash, but I just wanted to say hello. I'm not dead. Enjoy your evening, 4chan. I guess it's like 3 a.m. here, so enjoy your morning. Enjoy your morning, opposite time zone people who are just waking up now and going about their lovely days. I'm really gonna try and get some sleep now.